You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. When it comes to performance reviews for politicians, the big one is the one they face at the ballot box. For Governor Rick Snyder and state lawmakers, that review comes up on November 2014. In the interim, though, the latest Michigan Public Policy Survey can give us something to chew on. This one looks at how local officials view the job Governor Snyder and state lawmakers are doing. The survey is done by the team at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. Tom Ivacco is with the Ford School's Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy. Welcome back to the program, Tom.
Hi, Cindy. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're joining us from Benzie County in northern Michigan. I can't blame you. We're all jealous. But let's talk a little about this survey of local leaders all across Michigan. And just remind us again exactly who's being addressed and who's talking in this survey.
These are local government leaders all across the state from all types of local government, so counties, cities, townships, and villages. So it's a city mayor, a county administrator, a township supervisor, village president. So
these are the folks in the trenches, if you will. How do they feel about the overall direction of the state?
Well, overall, 54% think that Michigan is moving in the right direction. That's up very slightly from a year ago when 50% said that they thought the state was generally heading in the right direction. So we've seen a little bit of improvement in the last year among local leaders.
Is that maybe less improvement than you might have expected, or was it on track for what you were expecting?
Well, you know, actually, we went into this survey not quite knowing what to expect. There were a lot of significant policy developments in Lansing this year that affect local government, and we weren't sure how local leaders would feel about those. And at the same time, Michigan's economy, you know, had been improving pretty significantly. It seems to have kind of eased back a little bit, but it's still better than it was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of factors involved in how local leaders may think Michigan is doing well or not. And we honestly didn't know what to expect. So I guess, you know, a marginal improvement seems about right.
Do we have an idea why that 54% thinks Michigan is headed in the right direction?
Well, we have to do kind of a stepwise analysis here. What we have learned in doing these surveys is one of the most important factors in these views is the partisanship of Michigan's local leaders, whether they are Republican, independent, or Democrat. And at the same time, their views on whether the state is heading in the right direction are also strongly impacted by their views of the job performance of state policymakers in Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
So on the partisanship end, it's pretty straightforward. Local Republican leaders overwhelmingly think the state's heading in the right direction. 69% feel that way. Only 43% of independent local leaders feel that way. And just a quarter, 26% of local Democratic leaders think we're heading in the right direction. But partisanship plays a big role in these views.
Well, let's move into overall, does this majority feeling that the state's headed in the right direction, does that translate into a majority thumbs up for Governor Rick Snyder?
Well, it does, just barely. 51% of Michigan's local leaders think Governor Snyder is doing either an excellent job or a good job. So it's a very slight majority. It's up 2 percentage points from last year when 49% felt that way. But again, these are strongly influenced by the partisanship of local leaders. So two-thirds of Republicans think the governor is doing a good or an excellent job. Again, 43% of independents and just 19% of Democrats at the local level think the governor is doing a good job overall.
And how about what did they not like? Let me ask you that first before we talk about state lawmakers. What did they not like about what's happening in the governor's office?
We got over 1,700 descriptions of what they're thinking about. And there's a lot of different factors going on in the minds of local leaders. Among those who think he's doing a good or an excellent job, the most common thing they talk about is that he gets things done. He's taking tough decisions and not, you know, hemming and hawing. He's getting things done. They also believe that his business background and the way that he is running state government like a business is good. They think he's fiscally responsible. People who think he's doing a good job believe he doesn't play politics, that he's pretty straightforward. And they think he's moving Michigan in the right economic direction. On the other hand, those who think he's doing a poor job, the most common comment is they think he's not straightforward, that he may have had a hidden agenda. They also dislike his tax policies, thinking it's tilted too heavily towards businesses and away from especially lower and middle class citizens. They think he's maybe a little too close to business and too difficult on labor. They think he's been he's cut funding for local government too much, and he's moving Michigan in the wrong economic direction. So people on both sides of these common issues see the governor in different ways.
Very different ways. I'm speaking with Tom Evacco with the Ford Center School for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the University of Michigan, looking at their latest survey of local leaders, the Michigan Public Policy Survey, looking at what their thoughts are on the performance of our governor, our state lawmakers, and whether Michigan is on the right track. So on to the state legislature. How'd they fare at in the opinion of our local leaders?
Well, significantly worse than Governor Snyder. And there's a pattern here that this is similar to findings from previous years. Overall, only 26% of local leaders think that the state legislature is doing a good or an excellent job. And that's fairly similar to last year. So views on the legislature's performance are significantly worse than views on the governor's performance.
Hmm. Is there a breakdown in party lines, or are there lots of Republicans who aren't happy with the GOP-led legislature?
There are, again, breakdowns along party lines, but the differences are not as significant as for the governor. Overall, only 37% of Republican local leaders give a thumbs up to the state legislature. 16% of independents, just 6% of Democrats. So there's definitely a difference by partisan ID, but among local Republicans, again, 37% say the legislature is doing a good job, whereas 66% thought Governor Snyder is doing a good job.
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing when you look. That's like more than 60% of the Republicans who didn't sign up to say, yes, they're doing a good job.
That's right. Yeah, so a lot of dissatisfaction at the local level among local leaders of all stripes.
Is it because of what happened in lame duck? Are we hearing reasons why?
Well, again, we asked why, and we got 1,300 descriptions from local leaders in their views about the job by the legislature. Among those who think it's doing a good job, fairly similar to what they think about Governor Snyder, the most common thing they say is that the legislature is taking on tough issues and getting things done. Those who think it's doing a good job think it's pretty straightforward. It works well together and with the governor. It's transparent. They think the legislature is heading Michigan in the right economic direction, and they think it has been fiscally responsible and has done a good job producing balanced budget. On the other hand, those who think it's doing a poor job, the most common thing they cite are its politics, saying that the legislature is simply too partisan and won't compromise. They ram legislation through. I think that in particular reflects the lame duck session last fall.
Mm-hmm.
They also dislike revenue sharing cuts. And similar to the governor, they think the legislature is taking us in the wrong economic direction and has bad tax policies.
In the time that you have been doing these surveys, Tom, do you see these views of local leaders working their way into the mindset of the voting public? I guess I'm asking, could we see these kinds of attitudes being shown at the voting places a year from November?
That's an interesting question, and I think our surveys are still so new. This is the fifth year that we've been doing these, so there's only been one statewide election so far since we've been doing these for governor, at least. So I'm not sure how we think these may be filtering down. I think what is safe to assume is the partisan breakdown is going to be the same in the general public as we found among local leaders. I think there's likely to be the same kind of thing going on where folks who think the legislature is doing a good job, you know, and the governor will base it on a variety of things, tax policy, focusing on you know, cutting regulations and helping business. A lot of folks probably will support the right-to-work legislation. And on the other side, a lot of folks will be upset about all those kind of things. So just like with local leaders, I think the general public in the state will be divided over the same topics with, you know, with views on each side.
Tom Evacco is with the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. Thanks for talking with us, Tom. Always good to have you on the show.
Thanks so much, Cindy.